this club's about winning trophies. I'm inexperienced in a lot of those things.
Can you believe it?
Almost lost the cup and you win it. The new European champions, the treble, the dream come true for you.
Oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Football, bloody hell. But they never give in. And that's the winner.
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we are bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond.
Woo, sir. How you doing? How you doing? Wolves nil. Manchester United won. It was such a good game. Such a good result. We're doing it twice. American Red Devils, baby. Had a glitch. Error. Did the whole pod. Hour long. We're going again. So good. I'll do it twice.
Sir, I mean, what a result. Scrappy away win at the Molyneux, sir. I would love to do this twice. 3 points. Ronaldo on the way. Exactly what the boys needed before a big international break. That's right. World Cup qualifying, sir. Unbelievable. We'll be doing some U.S. Men's National Team Takeover podcast over international break. Exciting times all around. What a way to steal it. Mason Greenwood looking like an absolute rock star, sir. Breaking out into the scene. Finish on his left, finish on his right. He's absolutely deadly. What a goal to get at what a time.
Stealing the win. Stealing all 3 points. You know what? Probably didn't deserve it. Wolves the better side. The XG would certainly point that way. But I'll tell you what, that defensive unit anchored by Rafael Varane, we look like a different side. Him playing in it, bending, not breaking stuff like vintage United. And how about David De Gea? Showings in like 2017, 2018 form. All of the Emirates double save against the Gunners. Lucas Sanchez should have left him in London. Brought him to Manchester, but he looked like his old self.
Sir, he looks like he should be getting those wages. I mean, De Gea in vintage form, you love to see it. Him coming back after, you know, the year, he didn't even start for Spain in the Euros. He looks refreshed, looks ready to go. And dude, he has some sweeper keeper moves in him. De Gea, a lot of people ranked him man of the match. We stole this one away, and early in the season, you know, maybe last season this wouldn't be a 1-0, this type of game. Really sloppy start, you know, the midfield dying, struggling to get the ball out. The press from Wolves worked. Ole kind of making a few changes, right? Dan James, Pogba, the two with Fred, obviously the McTominay surgery we'll get to a little later, but, you know, a gritty away win, not pretty, you know. Close your eyes and just take the 3 points. So that's just the name of the game early in the season. The first couple of games, everyone's getting up to fitness. Cavani can't go the full 90. Sancho can't go the full 90. The best is yet to come for me from Jadon Sancho. So I think you're kind of shooting fish in a barrel a little bit here.
And we always talked about those first five games as you start the season. It's always a race to fitness and it's hard. You want to cobble together as many victories as you can. You know what? Champions, whether it was under Fergie or elsewhere, they're won by winning games where you don't deserve to win. And today, we haven't done it in a while, but today was a game we didn't deserve to win. The defense bailed us out. The keeper bailed us out. And Mason Greenwood, with his heroics, with his finishing ability as a 19-year-old, on his left, on his right, shimmy, shimmy, shake, no room. There was even the really good chance he had at the end of the first half that went whiskers wide, tight angles, and he's putting in really good chances. That Mason Greenwood is going to be a hell of a player.
Also, Mike Dean had a mare of a game. He called so many fouls the other way. It was unbelievable. So just like everything going against you away, the fans in full voice singing Viva Ronaldo, the away days are back, United support are back, and like I wish we would have come out with a little more oomph. Like, I think the second half we grew into the game, looked a little more organized. Pogba started controlling things. You know, Wolves started fading because they were playing such hot counter in the first half. First couple of minutes that we were, the goal line clearance, or the De Gea double save, they were very close, knocking on the door, but we were able to bend, not break, and then steal it. That's vintage United. That's how you win titles, sir. That's how you win trophies.
It's true. We're going to have to play some better football, but you know what? To get a result when you weren't your best, this team never got out of first gear today. You know, we definitely grew into the game. Fred, that first 30 minutes was dreadful, but he certainly got better as the game went on. And you have to say the defense, the goalie look assured throughout. Varane looks like the signing of the summer. You said it on the first pod, sir. It's absolutely right. He's the one that slots in, and all of a sudden we're a different team, different caliber of it. His makeup speed is unbelievable.
No, his recovery, he recovers so well. It's exactly what Maguire needs, like you said, sir. And a big happy birthday to Alex from the American Red Devils. Sir, you're having such a fun time on your birthday. We recorded the first pod somehow between taking the memory card out of the recorder and putting in the computer. We lost the episodes. So we're doing it again. What do you want for your birthday, sir? Two pods.
I want two pods. I want 3 points. I want 3 points twice. I want 6 points. But hey.
So, sir, you're full. You got some cake in you. You know, we're not going to let that slow us down here on the American Red Devils podcast, sir. Quick PSA for the podcast. You like the American Red Devils? We are for fans, by fans. You want to support independent fan content? Check out our Patreon page, www.patreon.com/American Red Devils. Sir, have a drink of a dark ale.
Why not?
Look, our Patreon page, we do a behind-the-scenes episode every single month. We're giving away pins, stickers, scarves, and shirts. Big shout-out to Morten Håkonsen from Norway, our first Patreon supporter from Norway. Big shout-out to you. You're the real MVP. Thank you so much for supporting this podcast. It's really extra special when we get Patreon supporters from across the world, sir.
Yeah, we got the best fans in the world. Big shout out to Morten for supporting us. You know what? Patreon pods, you are the real MVP, as John said. You go the extra mile, keep the lights on. We couldn't do it without you. So we have those Patreon pods. So we have that on the list. You got to do that after this pod as well, because we are the American Red Devils. We never stop. We got the international break coming. We got more pods than usual.
Sir, you need another dark ale. Check out our website, www.americanreddevils.com. We have some great fan content, some great blogs on the Ronaldo signing, as well as a great store. Check it out. Click on store. We have all of our American Devils merchandise. Sir, tell them about iTunes reviews.
iTunes reviews, great way to support the pod. They don't cost any money at all, and they're absolutely free. And guess what? We're giving out free promos now at the moment. All you have to do, write a 5-star review on iTunes. If it's got cheeky better, even better. Send a screenshot to AmericanRedDevils@gmail.com with your mailing address. This guy's cracking up, keeping it hard to keep a straight face. Our birthday day, take two. What a day, what a game. But support the pod, screenshot your 5-star review of iTunes, send it to AmericanRedDevils@gmail.com. We'll get you some free swag, whatever I decide. Basically, the Amazon warehouse that's connected to my garage where we're moving merch. You know, whatever, depending on how good the review is, that'll dictate what kind of gear you get. It's a great way to support the pod and helping us get found organically, which is the number one way we are found, according to our survey that we wrapped up a couple weeks ago, sir. Let's get into this Wolves game. What do you say?
And a big happy birthday to C. Ferris as well on Discord. Another Patreon member. Sir, birthdays all around, 3 points. Let's enjoy it. Let's break it down, sir. Sir, what a match to break down. Manchester United away at the Molyneux. Game week 3, sir. We've drawn one. We've won one. It was nervy coming in. Lineup. We had Dave Says, world number one, and Ed Luke, the impossible meat, possible meat pie, Luke Shaw on the left. Maguire, Raphael, Varane, sir. R. Varane, if you're checking his shirt. Wan-Bissaka on the right. Great back four there. Pogba, Fred in the middle of the park. I liked Ole pulling Pogba back, like I said in the last pod. James got to feature as well, I think, for his defensive tracking back abilities. On the left, Fernandez in the hole, Sancho on the right, Greenwood up top. Sir, what do you think of this lineup?
You know, it was good to see the new signings finally get their starts, Varane and Sancho. And I think Varane was an instant classic in terms of what he does to our defensive unit, confidence, the compliment he makes to Maguire. As well as that, obviously, we know McTominay wasn't going to feature with the surgery news that we'll talk about a little bit later, but nice to see Pogba drop down in midfield, hopefully an opportunity to kind of push forward against Wolves. But you know what? The question was going to be, it's a big job for Fred in that midfield. He's going to be pulling the strings. Can he do it in the first half?
Can he do it under the pressure?
He didn't do it.
Can he hang out, sir? Jumping in the first half, we come out sloppy Joes. Second minute, De Gea forced into a first good save. I believe Fred gave it away in Wolves' third. Then another counter, fifth minute, Wan-Bissaka, unbelievable goal line clearance. Fred gets beat, falls down. Everybody going running at Fred, and essentially an unbelievable shot. Wan-Bissaka, huge clearance here, setting the tone early. I mean, this was back and forth from the jump. You like an open game like this, but Wolves getting the better chances, catching us, you know, going too far forward early.
Again, caught out, you know, because this Wolves side was asking us to play through the middle of the park. We tried to. Fred, you don't want to slight the guy too much, but in that first 30 minutes, he had a dreadful opening of the match. He was dreadful. Gave the ball away a bunch of times. I mean, he gave it away. He had two goes at it in that fifth-minute chance where Wan-Bissaka cleared off the line and bounced off of him, and then he was playing one-on-one and just got beat. But either way, he grew into the game. He got better by the second half.
No, totally. Look, Fred didn't have particularly an amazing start, but he did kind of grow into the game, sir. His overall passes, he was 65 of 73. Not terrible, but early on, some bad giveaways. Where I think the issue with Fred is really like in those spots where he's sort of the last man before the back line, can't give it away. Then he gives a bad giveaway, you know. So Fred's got to work on those tight spots where he can't give the ball away, especially when everyone's going forward there. We saw the counterattack from Wolves. It was good to be devastating. 15th minute, another good chance for Wolves. United bending but not breaking. 26th minute, United tested. Varane with a couple of good clearances in a row. He started earning his wages early today. But Varane, instant upgrade. You saw the pace, the recovery speed, how fast he is to close people down. He's all over the pitch, and it was great to see. Some challenges in Wolves half as well that were awesome.
No, really, and he's on the front foot. He was aggressive in terms of how he played. He had good makeup speed like we talked about, and I think he's instilling a confidence in the rest of the side.
Comfortable.
The defense looked like a vintage United defense, a Rio Vintage type of, like, they bent take it, no problem, lots of blocks. It just looked a little bit like more composed, and maybe he's even rubbing off on De Gea's looking like his old self.
38th minute, first sign of life from United. Pogba put a great ball over the top for Bruno, but he was just went a little too early, was offsides. And then 45th minute, Bruno put an amazing ball into Greenwood. Turn on the Jets, beat a man for pace on the left side. Wonderful hit, just wide, sir. I mean, another impossible angle Greenwood might score from. He did against Leeds. Same angle, same run. He looks to be a player. I mean, growing up, you see him growing up before our eyes. I don't think he's a kid anymore, sir. I think he's ready to rock.
No, the maturation he's shown the last couple of years, but just I think all of a sudden from this summer, he just showed up and he was a little bit more filled out. He had like the short hair and just looks ready to go.
Not quite Donny van de Beek yoked, though, you know?
Yeah, not quite Traore yoked, I think you mean. Looks good on the left, good on the right. That finish today at the end of the first half was very reminiscent of that Leeds go-ahead goal. So he's got it in his locker, especially with tight angle. Nothing to do. He doesn't need no XG. Ain't beating a man now.
Beating a man with the finish. You know, before it was just inside the box. He could beat someone with a move, then have that finish either left or right. Now he's like beating him on the wing and finishing. Unbelievable stuff from Mason Greenwood. So young. Potential is amazing. Sir, what'd you make that first half? A lot of people slating Dan James. A lot of people slating Fred. Dan James going forward, that was rough. But his recovery, his commitment to defend, sir, tracking back, he's really good defensively. I think that's why Ole rated him in this position.
No, there's a reason why he still features to this side, and I think it's because his all-around play is solid, even though his offensive attacking ability sometimes leave something to be desired. Today, he wasn't at his best. Fred was far from his best. Fred grew into it, but you know the impetus has got to be direct. You got to pass. You can't just like go back, keep passing it back to De Gea in the back four. Is passing through the lines, because it's better to screw up going forward a little bit, lose the ball up there, than pass it back and lose it right in the middle of the park and let them break on you, which, you know, was the default in the first half. So room for improvement. It was better at the end of the first half, but we had to show that conviction and been like, take it to them. Take it to this Wolves side.
Coming out of the second half, we came out choppy again. Difficult to pass for the midfield. Again, we're starting to see the midfield woes here at Manchester United. And McTominay just got surgery, so he's going to be out for a little bit. Sir, 53rd minute sub, Cavani for Dan James. Ole, early sub here. I felt like when Cavani comes on, we're a different side. I feel like he's the type of player, he's got that edge. He gave the Kembe Mutombo to Mike Dean. He's protecting Greenwood. You know, he's got that attitude, that grit. I feel like Bruno can't do it on his own. With Cavani out there, we have a different edge, sir. I kind of felt like this was a great sub from Ole. Probably because of fitness. He can only do a half. That's why he came on early. But clearly, I think a game-changing sub for United. A few great breaks, a few good opportunities here.
And we looked, you know, better, but like a lot of room for improvement as well. There were a lot of opportunities where we were on a break. You know, maybe it was Greenwood or Bruno who didn't quite pick up the right pass. Pogba, and like we overthought things. So this team's only going to get better and better. But the, you got to say the early sub for Cavani on. Thank you, Ole. We haven't seen enough of that. So that was encouraging, right? Because it was very clear that like James wasn't working. Pull him. Don't give him to the 65th. Do him to 53rd. That makes a big difference. And I just think his movement, his leadership, he was backing up Greenwood when he got into another scruff, which is going to happen. When you have like this kid who's going to be the next... next world beater, everyone's going to go for him. Everyone's going to try and hack him down.
Sir, he's the next Ronaldo. Going to train with Ronaldo. 61st minute, Wan-Bissaka, another great block. He had a day.
He did.
And 69th minute, sir, we don't usually do highlights for goalkeeping saves, but our boy De Gea with a worldie here.
Siempre bueno, tapó De Gea dos veces. Se salva. El Manchester United.
Mira.
Okay.
Mira.
Impresionante. Sí, tiene.
Impresionante, indeed.
Mira. I mean, unbelievable save. Double save De Gea on the line. One. And then the second reaction. That's just unfair. I mean, is there a keeper in the world that can do that? I mean, he's the only guy. It's like the highlight reel for De Gea is stupid. You just need some more silverware.
Clearly, I mean, probably the only thing that Varane did wrong all day was getting beat like he did at that corner. Yeah. He got beat bad.
He got bailed out, though. That's the thing about great United sides. You can get beat, but you have world beaters to bail you out. De Gea bailed him out.
Yeah, you know what? Before it was, when he was at his best, he was just getting shipped down a river, like that Arsenal game, famously, where he had the double save against Sanchez. This was reminiscent. But I think you're starting to see, you know, put a little bit more of a winner next to him in front of, you know, in the form of Varane, that's going to add confidence all around the side. So he looked to be at his old self today, and this back four just gave me a level of confidence because we started shutting down their chances as well. Obviously, that's the big one in the second half, but there were a lot fewer chances than there were in the first.
Sir, for those 3 points, I think we can say, you know.
David De Gea has saved us.
De Gea has saved us.
Overturned an XG.
He has done that well. The Titanic. I mean, you need everyone earn those wages, sir. 72nd minute, sub Martial for Sancho. Sancho, you know, I think he needs some fitness, needs to work into the side. There's a lot of chemistry playing for the first time together. It takes a little while. So, you know, anyone saying Sancho didn't come off great, I would say, you know, yeah, give him time. 75th minute, Pogba bangs a shot top in. This one was really dangerous. Half a chance for Paul Pogba, and it's almost a goal. That's why you love to see him playing a little more forward today in the two. I don't think the first half it came off, sir. I think on the left he's a little more dangerous. We will see how Ole plays him, especially with McTominay being injured. And obviously, sir, you know, if you're going to steal it, our star boy Mason Greenwood is going to be involved.
Público reclama infracción y este Greenwood con la derecha gol.
Right now it's a goal.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, best decision Mike Dean made all day was letting that play on, because that was some shithousery if you've ever seen it. Pogba just misses Ruben Neves. Misses it totally.
He gets a tippy toe.
He made a meal of it, and thankfully Mike Dean let the game play on.
Sir, that tippy toe.
He missed him.
Hey, we'll take that tippy toe at Manchester United. Ruben Neves, he can come anytime. but again, just Greenwood. Take a man on from nothing, impossible angle, goal. I mean, that's the difference.
That's absurd.
That's what we need to do. Look, it's a, you look at the, sir, you look at the other teams, who's draw points. We're in the pack. This is a big 3 points. We got to take it all day. We draw a little nervy. This huge win, we got Ronaldo, sir. Ronaldo, you know, he lifts all boats, sir. Look at the cardboard cutout in the stands. You love the banter from the fans singing all game. Sir, after that, we had Dalo on for Greenwood. Good to see Dalo. Apparently, he's not being sold. Close out the game. 1-0, sir. Sometimes it's not pretty. Sometimes just sloppy Joes, but you get 3 points and on to the next one. Big break, international break, sir. Who knows what's going to happen with Cavani, everything else. It's going to be crazy. But United sitting at 7 points, 2 wins, 1 draw. We'll take it, especially in the first couple of games. Everyone's getting their feet. People are coming back. Perfect result for United. Huge result. Ronaldo's coming in the team.
This is a classic United smash and grab away. Even better. And even better, you are the second best team in the game, right? XG will prove it. We'll get to that in a second. But all it is, it's about the result. And it's about the 3 points. And it's a big 3 points because these first games are always touch and go, right? It's around the fitness. We're missing a bunch of key players. Ronaldo is coming into the side, sir. You think Mason Greenwood, 19-year-old Mason Greenwood and Marcus Rashford, who looked up to him his whole life, is going to enjoy training with our psycho?
Sorry, Ronaldo. It's gonna be.
He's dialed in, dude. He's like, look. You said it earlier. He's looking at the game and making notes. But like, Fred,
he's on a.
You
bike.
Gotta work on this.
He's like on a stationary bike, taking notes, ready to yell, ready to yell at his teammates. I know he's like ready to go. He's that insane, sir. Who's your man of the match?
It's gotta be David De Gea. David De Gea has saved us. Is it on the soundboard? It should be.
David De Gea has saved us.
Sorry, saved us. Because we could have gone down. Once in the first half, once in the second half, and it wouldn't have been his fault at all. So hell of a job keeping us in it.
So Mason Greenwood gets the goal. He's the difference maker. A bit of brilliance from the youngster. Love that he's grown into it. Love the reps he's getting, sir. Like you said, he's going to train with Ronaldo. The fans had De Gea 64%. Varane 26% of the vote. Greenwood with the goal only 8%. And then Pogba with 2%, sir. Clearly Varane getting a lot of love. We didn't mention him, but he came in this team instant lift. You know, Sancho TBD is going to need some time to work into it. Varane, just like he's a player, ready to go. I mean, instantly makes us better. Instant impact. Great signing. Could be the signing of the summer, sir.
I think he might be because it's all about, you know, just like the Bruno effect. It's how does he adapt to the team? How long does it take for him to begin to contribute to the side? Rafael Varane, first start. You know, we don't win this game. Obviously, De Gea had a huge performance, but like him, I think he just brought the best out in the rest of the defenders. Maguire will get better. AWB, two like huge clearances and blocks, and Shaw putting in a quietly brilliant performance as well. What's not to like?
Sir, let's take a look at the stats.
Have to look at the data.
Sir, the XG, Wolves 2.1 to Manchester United 7. They created much more dangerous chances, much more opportunities in the box. But I would say that from a possession perspective, we had 56% of the ball. They had 44%. Passes inside the penalty area, we had 15, they had 11. And in the attacking third, we had 97, and they had 79. I would say we probably had more of the possession, more of the quality possession. But as far as the counter, the chances that Wolves created, I mean, a lot of them went begging. And De Gea, probably the difference maker here at the end of the day. And also, Manchester United set some records. Manchester are now unbeaten in their last 28 Premier League away games. We've won 18, drawn 10, establishing a new record for the longest unbeaten away run in English Football League history. Sir, that's not too shabby.
Not too shabby.
We will take it. Keep that record going. And Mason Greenwood is only the second teenager in Premier League history to score in each of his side's first 3 games of a season. Unbelievable. And he's also one of only 4 players to score more than 20 goals as a teenager. That company includes Wayne Rooney, sir, have a dark ale, Robbie Fowler, Michael Owen. What a player Mason Greenwood is. And Ole managed his 100th Premier League match in charge of Manchester United, sir. Only Ernest Magnol won more of his first 100 in charge. He won 54 matches. As far as win percentage, all time for the first 100 top division games in charge. Magnol, if you listen to the History Podcast, check it out. You've heard a lot about him. Then you had Solskjaer, 52%, Atkinson, 50%, Busby, 48%, Sir Alex Ferguson, 45%. As we know, that got a little better, sir.
It got a lot better. Obviously, Fergie started with a much weaker squad. And also, this is after 99 games with the asterisk at the bottom. And now be 53% if he won 53 out of 100. So he's chipping up, but room for improvement. I think we're all on Ole. Where Fergie ended up before he left was like 59%. So that's like the kind of level you got to be getting at if you're going to win consistently and be challenging for titles, which is where we got to be.
Sir, if you want to be one of the greatest of all time. But what do we know? Let's check in with the manager, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Hi, Ole. you take all 3 points home in the end, but did you get away with one today, do you think?
You know, Premier League, sometimes, you know, they can go both ways. And today, of course, we get 3 points, get a clean sheet on a on another day, they might score in the first half when Aaron saves one off the line, and when David saves them two chance, double chance the second half, that could go against us, of course. But that's also good play. That's allowed to have good players in either box. And with Mason, he's a special kid. The boy is unique at hitting the target quickly. Right foot, left foot doesn't matter for him. So we played better, definitely. But sometimes you've got to earn your luck, and I thought we did.
Laurie Whitwell?
Laurie,
you're muted.
Hi, Ollie. Can I just ask what you thought of the midfield today? It looked like a little bit Fred might have got overrun in the first half, and where exactly was Paul playing?
Have you not seen the game where Paul was playing? That's go back and see the game. You can see where Paul was playing. Fred and Paul, I think we struggled first half to get rhythm. The hustle and bustle of the game, it was quick. Second half, I thought we settled it really well. I thought Paul took control of the game and did really, really well. I have to say, you know, he can play those passes. A couple of times he plays Bruno in the first half when he was offside. The second half, he does the same. So he can do both.
I mean, look, Paul P, Ole's totally right. When he got into the game in the second half, he was controlling the ball, making those passes out of the back. Sir, he looked absolutely lights out. Looked like a world of a player. He's going to look great with Ronaldo. I think something about Ronaldo, Pognaldo, whatever you want to call it, something about, I think Pogba is just going to get better and better and better, sir. If anything else, he's playing for that new big money deal at PSG or Real Madrid. Who knows? Or even Manchester United. But Ronaldo's going to make him a really good player. He's got a lot of assists to Cristiano Ronaldo.
I think Ronaldo's going to make everybody a better player, and I like to hear it. No more Mr. Ole, Mr. Nice Guy. That was like a little bit of like, you watched the game, right? You saw where you played. Don't ask a stupid question. So that's good to see, because Ole needs to have a little bit more piss and vinegar in his game. All the top managers have it at the moment. They're all a little bit bitter. Got a little bit of that fire and that edge, and he needs a little bit of that too. This side needs a little bit of it. So good to hear it. Not taking any shit from any of these pundits. Got plenty to ask.
You think we have audio issues on the American Red Devils podcast? The pressers.
they're always a disaster like that. Like you're on mute,
Stone,
bro.
You're on mute. You're talking. You know, yeah. Sir. I don't look at the table. But you know, you're all in Muppet. You love the table. You watch it. You check it all the time, sir. I'm going to go on mute, cover my eyes. Don't tell me the results of the table. But you can tell the American Red Devils right now where we're at.
Yeah, John doesn't like to unwrap his table gift until Christmas morning.
Sorry, yeah, Christmas morning.
Christmas morning. Christmas until morning, then, I'm going to keep it wrapped
sir,
up.
I don't look at it the whole time. My wife, she knows to print it out. She wraps it nice under the tree. Then I open it up, and that's when I look at the table.
On one Christmas game Day. Week at a time for everybody
and
else.
Santa's bringing me Manchester United, top of the table.
Baby. Lads is Tottenham, 9 points. Second place is West Ham, right in front of us, even though I guess they just conceded less, but they have 7 points and 5 goal differential. United, same 7 points, 5 goal differential. Then Chelsea in fourth, 7 and 5. Liverpool in fifth, 7 and 5, and then Everton in sixth, 7 and 4, and City at seventh with 6 points. Brighton, Leicester, and Brentford, mighty Brentford. Arsenal all the way at the bottom, -9, 0 points. Love to see it. Arteta, he's killing it, I heard.
Sir, am I good to open my eyes?
Yeah, okay. We're over it.
Great. Table is done with. Let's jump into it, sir. United in the news.
Sir. Anything happened this week? I've been in a coma for the last 4 days. Anything happened?
Sir, Cristiano Ronaldo agrees to £6 million pay cut to join Manchester United. A bunch of salary figures have been floated over the last couple of days. Apparently, it is going to be $20 million a year, $385,000 a week. He's the highest paid man at Manchester United. We heard that could have been $500,000. There are rumors of a year extension. We might see Ronaldo for more than 2 years. He's earning that money. In fact, he's taking a pay cut. That's great business for Manchester United. You'd love to see it. Good business. All the likes on social media, sir. Crushing all the records. He's coming home.
I can't even believe it. It still hasn't hit me. And we've done this pod twice today. And sir, we did a Friday pod. I can't believe that Cristiano Ronaldo is going to be a
still buzzing.
He's going to be a Manchester United player again. He's not. I don't know if he's wearing seven. Maybe we're number 77.
Sir.
Let's hear it.
Ronaldo's my boy.
Hey, Ronaldo's your boy, sir. He's going to be all of our boys. He is going to bring something out of this side. I think Varane has begun to deliver already. Game one. You can see what the impact he's having. I think this is going to be like a second Bruno, and his name is Cristiano Ronaldo.
Sir, there's only one Ronaldo. There's only one Bruno. Ronaldo Agba is what I'm going to say. That's going to be the...
You know, Marcus comes back. Cavani, this guy got a lot. Who do you start? There's too many players to start.
Sir, it's going to be unbelievable. United have that buzz back. We got the magic back. The man's coming. Like, sir, there's sometimes during the day I forget that he plays for Manchester United. Then all of a sudden, boop, I remember, smile comes to my face. Absolutely living on cloud nine at the moment. One little controversy about Ronaldo, the number seven, apparently the Premier League rules say that because Cavani is registered with seven, I'm sure there's image rights that have to do with it as well, that the number seven for Ronaldo, CR7, might not wear the number seven. The Premier League can make an exception. Apparently on their website, Cavani and Ronaldo both are listed as seven, so they're saying there's a chance. Ronaldo's got to wear seven, right? I mean, Cavani's just got to... Take Martial's number. Go down the list.
And Martial gets bumped, and on we go.
I don't know. It's just he's probably got to wear seven for the Premier League. It's better for them if he's wearing seven.
I mean, I think the Premier League has to actually have an exception. They have to exempt him because apparently there's some rule number something five is like you cannot change your kit after the season has started. I don't know. Tell me about it.
Seems a little much. Seems a little too strict.
You don't think you take 77 double action? So good, I named him twice.
Apparently, the numbers that were available were like 12. You know, so like very nothing really great for Ronaldo, and that will get sorted in the next few weeks, sir. We'll see. But something tells me Ronaldo really wants to wear seven. He's not a type of guy who isn't an egomaniac. He really wants that number, CR7, sir. You know, his whole brand is CR7. So
something tells me he's gonna get his way.
I think so. Next one here, Diallo going to Feyenoord. Romano, the truth, it is done. Travel and medical scheduled. What do you make of him going to the Dutch league? I wanted Ahmad in the championship or the EPL. I just don't think the Dutch league is physical enough or enough of a challenge. He's like almost ready to rock. I think the Dutch league is a little much of a step down. It seems like Chong when he went to the Dutch league made sense, but Diallo looks ready. I don't know if Dutch league is enough of a challenge.
I mean, there could be the argument that he get too beat up in the championship. They don't necessarily protect the players to the same extent they do in the Premier League. I think the big thing was that at Feyenoord, RVP, you know, he's an assistant coach there at the moment. I think they like the old United Connect. He's a legend. He'll, you know, I'm sure they like had a word in with RVP. Keep an eye on our boy Ahmad. Make sure you put an arm around his shoulder. As long as he gets the minutes, chance to get a good run out, is a decent league, should be good for him. You know, he needs to be playing. He needs to be playing. What was the name of Kansas? Kansas.
Should be good for him. Should be good for him.
Kansas? What do you think, sir?
I like the pitch. It should be. next bit of news here. Fabrizio Romano, right back situation, just generally. No way for Borussia Dortmund to sign Dalot. He's going to stay at Manchester United. We saw him today. Dalot stays. Trippier, quiet. Romano says nothing doing. United is probably done with business, sir. Diego Dalot stays at Manchester United. Should be good for him.
Should be good for us. Should be good for us. I like that. You know what? The Portuguese Connect, you're adding another one who everyone's going to want to coach and train with Cristiano Ronaldo. I forgot. We just talked about him. He's in our side. And I like the idea of a Dalot featuring for this team. It's a young team with a lot of young talent. The idea of him going to Dortmund didn't sit well with me. It's like, of course, that's it's a good Dortmund. Yeah, it is a good team.
Like, if Ahmad went to Dortmund, I'd be buzzing.
No.
You know, I'd be
but
so
if he's coming back. But, like, Dalot is, like, on the way out. And you're like, that's a good deal for Dortmund because they have an eye for talent. They turn him into a world beater, and all of a sudden, people will be paying top money for him. That's what I didn't like about it. I like the idea of him playing for a team like that. But I think he still has something in him. I think he could be a player for us.
Something about Dalot and Ole, I think. It has to do with those two. Because he looks good when he plays. He's not a good...
Defensively, he can't always cut it, though.
Yeah, defensively, he can't cut it. But the same thing is, like, you got to pick what you want out of him. And it's like, if you want... Look, he's young as well. So I think I like the youth play. Trippier's older. Like, I'd rather go with Dalot and try to get him up to speed. Right? We have Wan-Bissaka. I think it's not a terrible combination. So I'm happy he's staying, sir. That's probably the surprise of the window. But next one, sir, there was a draw... wasn't Hans and Franz. Sir, you hear that?
I hear it.
In the distance.
One of a kind.
Sir, it's so graceful. There's no Hans and Franz horns or, you know,
bad techno beats.
I feel like I'm at the opera. The Champions League draw was completed this week as well. What a few days. We got Young Boys Villarreal Atalanta, sir. Not the Atlanta.
Hotlanta, not quite. Hotlanta. Hotlanta, Italy.
It was Atlanta United, I think. Sorry, yeah. Hard to say.
FC Atlanta.
FC Atlanta.
I don't know.
Something.
One of them.
We got so easy draw. That could have tilted the scales for Ronaldo. The shit he got. PSG,
RB,
Bruges. And Bruges. I mean, that is a tough group, sir. There's also Barca, Bayern. I thought we were destined for a big team to play like Bayern. I thought we might draw. We always get rough draws, but this one easy. The schedule, Tuesday, September 14th, we start off Young Boys away. Wednesday, the 29th of September, Villarreal at home. We get a revenge at home at Old Trafford. That's huge. The 20th of October, Atalanta at home. Then we go Atalanta away on November 2nd. Then November 23rd, Villarreal away. December 8th, Young Boys at home. Closing out, easy opposition at home. You hope that we got locked up by then, sir. I mean, no excuses. Play like a champion. We got to win Group F here. It's there for the taking for us. Villarreal, LOL. Come on. Sir, we got to get our revenge. This is one where you got to slap him back hard.
Sir, Charlie don't surf. And Cristiano Ronaldo, don't play no Hans and Franz Cup, I'll tell you that. So you know what? We got the most unbelievable draw imaginable last year, Group of Death. This year, having a laugh. Because this we should stroll if this team is for real. So the best bit is we get Villarreal twice for some revenge. Let's send them back to the Europa League. Let's send them back to the Hans and Franz Cup. That would make me happy.
Third place. I want to win the Champions League. You know,
you and me both, brother.
I want to win the champion. I mean, like, I'm looking at, we have two photos in the bunker. One of the 99, 2008 Champions League trophies. Those are special trophies, sir. You know, I wouldn't mind adding one of those. And I think the quality of play that we got, you know, the midfielders, step up your game. Modric, McTominay, get back. Fred, start learning how to pass something. But, like, sir, we have a squad. We can compete with the best of Europe. And I really hope that we can make a deep run, maybe win a trophy in the Champions League. That'd be absolutely unbelievable.
I think we can with the team we have.
Like a semis, you know, semifinals, something like that.
Something for momentum, you know, because Ronaldo's going to demand high performance. This team's got a lot of quality in it. You watch the game today. Big takeaway was, like, if the Glazers wanted to go the extra mile, which they probably won't, invest in a midfielder.
Probably won't.
Ruben Neves, hell of a midfielder. He is ready to go. He'd slot right in because we got a great goalie. We've got an unbelievable defense now. Attackers, we have so many attackers that are coming out of our ears. But midfield could be shored up. We definitely could get better in that department. There are midfielders on the block. But hey, 2 days left, sir. 48 hours left in the window. A lot to do in terms of outgoings, incomings. I think we're done.
Yeah, no, I think we could wrap it up, have heard nothing. I mean, Ronaldo's cherry on top, sir. We got to do as much as we can with this squad. We have huge opportunities in front of us this season. Next bit of news here, unfortunately, McTominay injury, groin injury, had surgery. I think international break factors into that one. Hopefully, we'll see him back shortly, sir. Like you said, we're already thin at midfield, but we do have Donny, Matic, Fred, Pogba. I mean, we got a crew who can do at least patchwork until McSauce is back, and then hopefully we can expect him to perform at a high, high level. Sir, jumping into fan questions. Francesco, Francesco, Francesco. sir, the Stretford End is arising. Our fans, they remind us of the hot banter we hear in the Stretford End. Our season tickets are in the Stretford End. What a place to watch a match. And it's going to be rocking when Ronaldo is back, sir. I can't wait to hear everybody sing. Sir, jumping into the fan questions here. At Dave Paws on Twitter, quote, sloppy first half performance, but to win titles and trophies, we need to grind out these ugly wins. Varane was brilliant today, so composed. Ronaldo deal was awesome. Today shows how badly we need a defensive midfielder. Like you said, we're hoping that we might get one, but I doubt it.
I doubt it. Because you know what? You know, beggars can't be choosers. This was a hell of a window to be said. Like, the quality of signings are through the roof. You know, we'd love that extra midfielder. That could be the difference maker. Will they go that extra step? Probably not. But if you watch that game, you'd say, damn, you put Neves in this team, it would be a really, really
swap
good
deal.
Swap deal. You got Fred straight up.
You get the guy who has fallen down.
You can have Fred. Beat,
and then
we
we'll
pay
take
more
your
for
great,
Fred. You can have him.
And we'll take your great player. How about that one? Next tweet here at the Alex Davis 33, quote, if De Gea is back to 2018 form, we will win some trophies for sure. Totally agree. Need to buy Neves ASAP. We agree there. Mason Van Greenwood, absolutely incredible. I love that nickname. And as for the Ole can't manage crowd, notice how the attacker he left on got the winner and he pulled his big money signing off instead. That takes balls, sir. So I think, you know, fans here, overwhelmingly positive. We have a sort of harsher take here from at ab_man99. Quote, new players, same old problems. We can't create any chances. Bailed out by Mason again. Our tactics are outdated. And even though I'm excited for the new season, I expect nothing. Sir, what do you make of that?
I think you're a smart man to expect nothing, because that makes it much easier, makes it much more palatable. You know what? I expected when I was going for a nice swim in Gdansk out in Poland. So I was expecting silverware. Shouldn't have expected anything. Got sunk by the Yellow Submarine. But I take some more signings. But you know what? I did see some positive stuff. I was slating the manager last week about Southampton, subs being late, subs being not at all. Subs today
second
were good.
He made
some good subs. So the Cavani 52nd minute sub is good to see. Even pulling Sancho, he wasn't having a great day. That's good to see that you can pull your big money signing and not be worried about hurting anybody's feelings. So it's progress. It's not a straight line in terms of being a linear all the way top right, but we are making progress.
You have to wrap your head around the fact that the way the league works, especially with Euros, is you have all these big name players coming in late. Fitness is an issue for Sancho. Fitness is an issue for Varane. Fitness is an issue for Cavani. There's all these players that are not fit, sir, and you got to give them five matches. Always going to be juggling. That's why you're seeing like Dan James getting a lot of minutes instead of Cavani. There's a lot of different players who aren't quite ready. Like Greenwood's ready to go, and so he's bringing a lot of players up to fitness. It's sort of juggling, and yeah, two wins and a draw in that scenario where we're not even running full steam. Like Varane's had a week of training. It's like it isn't bad to only have dropped two out of a potential nine. Now, where I need to see it, I need to get better. It's got to get better. The passing can't look like that.
Yeah.
We were disorganized, slow, the low tempo. We didn't have rhythm. Like that stuff should change over time. It's like we're rusty. Everyone's coming back. You got to give them a little bit of time. I think we're really in a good spot right now. Then you're going to get the Ronaldo lift, sir. Everyone's going to be doing leg lifts. Get the lifts. Let's go. Viva Ronaldo, sir. I can't wait.
Sir, he's doing leg lifts right now. You can basically assume that no matter what time of the day it is, Ronaldo's doing leg lifts.
At JDW300, quote, they're not all pretty, but that's 3 points away at the Molyneux. Varane is immense back there. Absolutely amazing. Sancho's going to need to find some time to get used to EPL play. Fred needs to be benched or sold. Adama Trincao, they all embarrassed him. Look, it was a rough look for the start. He worked his way into the game. For me, I like to see Fred get like benched and then brought back. Maybe he'll have a little fire in him. It seems like Ole just keeps playing and keeps playing. You're the man. You're the man. I don't know how training looks, so we obviously only see half the picture, but something's going on with Fred there.
It's
like he's got it in his locker. It's just like the mental side. I think he's unsettled, or I don't know what it is.
No, he's such a streaky player, and you watch him. It's like sometimes if he like loses confidence in a game, he starts playing worse. And then if he starts stringing together some good passes and gets a little bit of confidence, he starts playing really well.
Exactly.
And today, he kind of like... he was really bad in the first half an hour, and then he started putting some things together, and I'm sure he got a talking to from either his teammates or his manager or the assistants at halftime. And he definitely looked better in the second half. He just needs to be willing to turn and pass upfield. And it's like, you can do it. He's good enough. He had a really good pass today in the second half. So he's got it. Just the consistency is a major issue, and I think his headspace. He gets it in his own head.
Sir, maybe he needs to meditate. You just got to pass, like pass it in. Pass it in, just like, you know. Look, that is the podcast. We'll be doing a special U.S. Men's National Team Takeover podcast per the international break schedule. Sir, I think this break comes at a great time. Players getting up to fitness, I think it will help United a lot. The great first three games, get a break. Some players go internationally, some not. Cavani probably not featuring because of that drama there. We'll keep you posted. But for us, U.S. Men's National Team, great summer. We won the Gold Cup, sir. We won the Nations League, two trophies in a summer. We have great young talent, a lot of playing throughout Europe. You have the Gio Reynos of the world, Pulley, sir. I mean, lots of all-stars here, lots to be excited about. And it's World Cup qualifying going for 2022, sir, the Winter World Cup. What a ride. We're going to drop a U.S. Men's National Team Takeover podcast Tuesday, August 31st, sir. That's also when the transfer window closes, so we might have some transfers then. And then, obviously, the schedule for World Cup qualifying, El Salvador for USA, 7:05 p.m. to September 2nd. Then Canada, Sunday, September 5th. And Honduras, Wednesday, September 8th. Not easy matches, sir. You got to travel from Europe. Everyone coming across the world. Got to play these tough CONCACAF matches. The refs are against you, sir. Hostile environments. It's going to be great to watch, and we'll be covering it all. Our buddy, you don't take our word for it. We're United Muppets. Our friend Mike, he's a U.S. Men's National Team Muppet. You know, we've gone to World Cup games. We went to Brazil. Absolutely love U.S. Men's National Team, but Mike is what he lives and breathes. Used to be an Arsenal fan. He was kind of an Arsenal fan when Sanchez was good for them, and it's kind of faded ever since. Doesn't really mention Arsenal that much anymore.
Understandably, they've kind of faded ever since. Tactical genius, Arteta, you heard of him?
But his team is U.S. Men's National Team. Sir, are you excited for World Cup qualifying?
I am. You know what? I'm pumped on this side. A lot of young talent busting through. They never take that big spot that United fills. But, hey, it is the national team. It is USA. It's something to root behind. They probably need a new manager. I'm not sure he's good enough. But this team is brimming with talent. And I'm excited. These are going to be gritty opponents that we're playing against, especially Honduras and El Salvador. Big tune-up matches, because I think that should be part of the, I've seen a little bit of the U.S., especially recently. We need a little bit of that grit. We should be the team coming from the CONCACAF looking to kind of like use our size and physicality against Europe and the world's elites. I think that could be an edge for the USA going forward, is like, you know, strength and honor, bro. We need a little bit of that.
So I totally agree. And coming off a great summer will give us a lot of confidence. But World Cup is big. We missed qualifying the last round, sir. That was a rough go. And we're going to Qatar in 2022. Not pumped on the World Cup. But it's the U.S. Men's National Team. Sir, how many times you get to see them play in the World Cup in your life? Not many. We saw them versus Ghana in Brazil. They won. Unbelievable. You love to support them. And they're underdogs. That's what a theme about them that I do like. You got the Uniteds, the Titans of the world, and U.S. Men's National Team. You know, they're little underdogs, you know.
They're like the Brightons of the world.
Well, now, no, I don't think so. I mean, some of the most top promising youngsters, you got McKinney, Juventus, played with Ronaldo, linked up with Ronaldo. Josh Sargent's going to Norwich. Sir, he had a brace for them in the EFL Cup. I mean, there's exciting talent all across the world for United States. We will keep you posted on all that. And then once World Cup qualifying is done, we'll do the Newcastle preview podcast, give our transfer window grades Thursday, September 9th. So everybody have a good Labor Day. We'll be covering the U.S. Men's National Team in the meantime, sir. That is the podcast. You like the American Red Devils? We are for fans, by fans. You want to support us? Check out our Patreon page at www.patreon.com/AmericaRedDevils. Check out our website, www.AmericaRedDevils.com. Click on store, write a review on iTunes, sir. Give us our top downloads last 7 days.
Sir, number one, how you doing? Chesterfield, Missouri. Lawrence, Kansas. What did I say last time? Kansas?
I don't know.
Having a laugh. We've done this twice today. Number three, Chicago, Illinois. Number four, Amsterdam, Netherlands. Daytona Beach, Florida. Orlando, Florida. Oak Hill, West Virginia. Oldbury, United Kingdom. New York, New York. And last but not least, Oslo, Norway. Don't forget about Riverside, California, 11th. And Dublin, Ireland. Appreciate all the American Devils listening week in, week out. Couldn't do without you. What a year. Just getting started. What a summer. What a window. I heard a little player named Cristiano Ronaldo is joining up.
Number 77. I hadn't thought about that for like probably 70 seconds, and now I'm like, oh my God. Welcome. Ronaldo, I was just thinking about, so what pod?
Ronaldo.
So for this guy's birthday, we wake up, we watch the match, we do the podcast, then we bring the full spread, get the families together, sir, you're having a few dark ales, and then we realize, uh-oh, we got to redo the podcast. So which one's better, second or other first?
Second.
So
better, you know, more fun.
There's a chance no one will ever hear this, and we'll have to do a third.
I have like this gut feel this was not going to work either.
The fact this doesn't happen more often is pretty funny. But regardless, yeah, everybody,
not that funny.
Everybody have a great weekend. What a week it's been. Sorry, we've done a few. This is technically 4 in 7 days. Pod never sleeps. Then we got World Cup qualifying. It's going to be absolutely great. Appreciate everyone who listens. Sir, we're going to leave all the fans with Manchester United Calypso. We sang it in the away end at Fulham. It's from that game, sir. What a song. Everybody enjoy.